Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A soil analysis of the human heart. Others, like seeds sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. Mark 4:20. You can't sow thistles and expect to reap roses, nor will oak trees grow in rock-strewn deserts. What is sown and where are both crucial elements in producing a harvest. The divine seed, God's word, falls on all kinds of ground and produces little fruit, or none at all, depending on the condition of the soil. Alexander McLaren provides the soil analysis of the human heart. Walk with Alexander McLaren, a Scottish-born pastor of a church in Manchester, England, in the 1800s. No one is obliged, either by his temperament or circumstances, to be wayside or stony or thorny ground. The true acceptance of the word requires that we do not let it be only on the surface of our minds, nor be satisfied only to have it penetrate a little deeper and take root in our emotions, or let competing desires grow up unchecked. Instead, we must cherish the word of truth in our deepest hearts, guard it against foes, let it rule there, and mold our conduct to its principles. The psalmist said, "I have hidden your word in my heart." If we do that, we shall be fruitful, because his word will bear fruit in us. There will be an increase wherever a heart opens to receive the gospel and keeps it steadfastly. Not in equal measure in all, but in each according to faithfulness and diligence. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20.
Mark 4. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered round him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times." Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown."
Fruit bearing requires three things: seed, sower, and soil. The first two have already been provided. The perfect seed is the living word of God. The patient sower is the life-giving Son of God. But as the parable of the sower points out, even that is not enough to guarantee a harvest. Only you can provide that. And come harvest time, you'll be mighty glad you did. Barren, rocky, thorny, or good. Pick your soil carefully. It could make a hundredfold difference in your life.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.